You can be seated. Let us get busy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me to the book of Galatians, chapter number 4. I could not get this off of my mind. We travel with Dad, Apostle Thompson, around the country as he ministers the message of money cometh. And I believe this was in the last session at World Shakers Church International that he introduced these texts and began to share with us. And so I want to share with you from this perspective, being reconciled to our inheritance. Being reconciled to our inheritance. Amen? Well, let us read. We're going to read, and I'm going to do some reading today. Amen, because I told the Lord I need to take my time. Hallelujah. I'm not interested in rushing today. Amen. Glory to God. We'll get out what he wants us to get out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, where my Kojic readers at? Y'all know I'll start reading, and then I'm going to holler, read, somewhere along the line. Amen. So if you're in here, make yourself known. Oh, you ready? Okay, glory to God. Let's read. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. But he's under tutors and governors. Until the time that is appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, into your hearts, crying, Abba Father. Wherefore, pay attention. Thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if you be a son, then you are an heir of God through Christ. Amen. All right, let's give God praise for the reading of his word. Yeah, because the Bible can preach itself. Amen. Now, I'm going to let my reader take a little bit break here. Because I want you to turn to Romans 8, 14 through 17. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to read. I'm going to let the word talk. This is not going to be an emotional time today. This is a time of impartation. This is a time of revelation. When I tell you what God spoke to me while praying in the the prayer room, we call it. The theater becomes a prayer room, like Lionel Richie, all night long. I called my friends to tarry with me for an hour, and none of them showed up. It was just me and Jesus. Amen. I want to tell y'all what time I went to sleep and what time I got up. Now, one of them was out there with me when I got out there. He said, I'm with you, brother. I love the company I keep, though. Romans 8, 14 through 17. Romans 8, 14. I say that I don't have time to be turning all them scriptures. Read, reader. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Read. The Spirit itself, or the Spirit himself, bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if we are children, then we are heirs. Notice this terminology. Not just heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with the Christ. And it's, no, we finished with that. I say through verse 17. We ain't going to talk about suffering. Yeah, read it, go ahead. Since you're there, read it, go ahead, read. If it so be that we suffer with him, we may be also glorified together. Now today I'm going to talk about, watch what I'm about to say. You cannot be an heir until you become a son. God not looking for servants. God looking for sons. Because, you know, let's go back to Galatians 4. Because whenever I hear the word heir, I'm thinking covenant. Whenever I think of heir, I'm thinking about what was accomplished through the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. None of this is made possible. None of this would be possible without what happened on that cross. See, I like what Apostle is doing, bringing us back to the cross. For the Bible says, for the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. But to those who are saved, it is the power of God. What kind of power? The power to produce sons, not regular Christians. The power to produce saints. Because I'm going to teach some stuff up here that you need to understand. Number one, you can't even be given away till you become a son. A child ain't ready to be given away, and a servant can't be given away. You got to become a son. You got to become a daughter. Are you with me? So heir, H-E-I-R, is covenant talk. See, we are heirs of God. We're his offspring. God did something on our behalf. Now watch this. I'm praying in the Holy Ghost and I'm saying heir, and I heard these words. His eternal inheritance revealed. That's what an heir is. His eternal inheritance revealed. See, this is by revelation knowledge. Now, the heir, whenever you hear the word heir, as I'm keep on moving, I'm talking about the seed. Whenever I say the word heir, I want you to think about the seed. I want you to think about the son. Yeah. That's what I want you to think about. Because the Bible says the heir, as long as he is a what? Child. Come on, Galatians 4:1. The heir, as long as he is a what? The Bible says he differs. He's no different than a servant. See, what you mean a child? What you mean a child? See, childlike thinking, immaturity, not growing. Come on, somebody. You know, it's okay to be childlike when we approach God for absolute trust, but not when it comes to being an heir. See, I got to have childlike faith in order to trust God. Because, see, God ain't gonna never hurt me. He ain't gonna never let me down. He ain't gonna never keep me on the outside. He wants to pull me in. But he can't bring me that close if I'm still acting like a child. Contrary, selfish, egotistical, full of pride. Nobody can mold and shape you because you're just a hired servant. Amen. I know y'all used to be acting wild. Ain't gonna be too much wildness. There's gonna be some teaching today. I asked God, I know y'all want me to go crazy, but I'm not gonna do that. Glory to God. I'm not gonna say what I'm not gonna do. So I'm gonna retract that. All right. So now the Bible says an heir is not different He's no different than a hired hand. A hired hand. You know, think about a servant. I'm not talking about a bond servant. I'm talking about the servant who you hire. You know, for wages. That lay on the clock and don't do nothing. That's looking for the first way out. Are you with me? So the Bible says that when you are a servant or a heir with childlike understanding, you are no different than a hired hand. You're no different than a servant. What does that mean? You don't want no accountability. You don't want no responsibility. And you sure enough don't want availability. Now, see, a lot of times we come to these meetings and we say, oh, yeah, that sounds good. But guess what? Where's the accountability? The apostles say, I want you here. Monday. Don't pray in tongues now. I want you here Monday. Nobody that busy. Nobody got that kind of schedule where they can't be here if the apostle is here. You know, sometimes you got to rearrange your schedule to fit what the apostle wants. Let me tell you what a son is. A son is, number one, obedient. Watch this. Obedient unto death, to the death of himself. He don't want his agenda. He wants the agenda of his father. It's the love that he have for his father that drives him and motivates him to do what he's doing. A real son is willing to lay down his life for his father. So that means if the father say be here Monday, I might have to close shop Sunday just to be here Monday. Because the only reason I was there Sunday is to get that offering. But if I had gotten here, got under that apostolic anointing, got up under that apostolic grace, that money would be flowing here and there. Y'all don't want to talk to me now. See, I'm talking about obedience now. The Bible says Jesus as a son became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He was willing to lay down his life. Why? So all of us can have life. That's cross talk. Are you with me now? Mm-hmm. We need sons who become bond servants and not hired hands, who serve God's kingdom agenda. God has a kingdom agenda that's bigger than all of us. Amen. Isaiah 9. Verse 6 and 7. The heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing than a hired servant. Children are born, but sons are made to be given away. Come on now. Isaiah 9, 6. You over there yet? Come on, read. What did it say? For unto us a child is born. But unto us a son is given. There it is. See, a child is born. But a child got to go through a process to become a son. And a child cannot be given away because a child doesn't have the maturity to handle the responsibility of being a bona fide son. So you must grow from that childlike state to sonship. Now, Jesus was as much the Son of God when he was born in a manger. When he was 12 years old. Y'all not talking to me. But the Bible says he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. Come on, talk to me. He became a son. Now, see, I know y'all ain't gonna like this. Y'all not gonna like this. They don't like the theology. But God didn't make no announcements about Jesus until. Until when did he make the announcement? When he went down to the River Jordan and he met a man by the name of John, and he said, John, I have needs to be baptized of you. And John said, no, you are before me, you are greater than me. But Jesus said, no, as a son, I got to do the will of my father who sent me. I didn't come to do my own will. See, I can't be in the air doing it my way. I got to do it his way. So in order for us to fulfill God's kingdom agenda, I got to lay down my life. I need you to baptize me right now. And the Bible says they went down into the water. And the Bible says that when Jesus came up out of the water, lo, the heavens opened. And a voice, not an echo, a voice. Now watch what the voice says. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And the Bible says, and the Holy Spirit. Now y'all want to talk about true sonship? Come on, talk to me. I'm here. You got to be anointed by God, the Holy Spirit, to walk into your true sonship. For as many as are led by the Spirit of they are. And the Spirit of God will never make you operate contrary to the Father who sent you. See, you ain't gonna be an heir. You ain't gonna be an heir functioning on your own, baby. You got to get connected. See, this apostolic government, what the apostle, the prophet, thirdly, the teacher. Somebody say, hold up. Wait a minute. What? No, not evangelists. Thirdly, teachers. First, apostles. That's where God is moving now. That's the apostle. God say first in time, first in order, first in rank. None of the other gifts come into existence without flowing through the apostolic call. When Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Study the Bible. Jesus and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John ordained 12 men who he called apostles. He was training apostles. Not believers, but apostles. Because everybody else would get connected to them. So we are to continue an apostolic doctrine. You can't become a son until you get properly connected to the apostle. Then the Bible say, then there was in the church certain prophets and teachers. Because that's how God built his church. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, helps, government. After that, gifts of healing, working of miracles, helps and governments, diversities of tongues. We got to understand the Bible. What God is doing here in Darrow is forming an arrow for a shot to be heard around the world. What kind of shot? We are heirs of God. We're going to be dignified. Dressing, we're going to dress up on the inside. Then it's going to show up on the outside. The more dressed up you are on the inside, the better you're going to look on the outside. Money cometh is an inward revelation, not an outward thought. That's why money cometh is apostolic and prophetic. Because it flows in the same order of how God built the church. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Oh, y'all not ready for this. But the government does not sit upon the shoulder of a child, and the government does not sit upon the shoulder of a servant. The government can only be carried out by sons and daughters. That's why we have not seen the power like we should, because we don't have true apostolic succession. We have bastards. Folk leave because they feel they got a call. But baby, you can't move. Anybody who moves without the blessing of the Father, you out there on your own. Jesus was sent forward from his Father. All of us who are connected, you can't walk away from an apostle. What the hell you got in the LTMA for? You came up here to do your own thing? It's your thing. Do what you want to do. No, hell no. See, as sons and daughters, we got to connect. We got to obey. See, when you read Isaiah 9:6, it says, come on, for unto us a, and unto us a son, and what? And the government shall be upon his shoulder. the shoulders of a son. God is not entrusting his precious word to servants. It's to sons and daughters. One of the greatest attributes of a son and a daughter is their obedience. Most of us won't pass the obedient test. The obedient test costs you something. It costs you your life. When you want to do something, apostle said no, but you wanted to do it. It's at that time that there is an intersection. You hearing this away, he hearing that away. Now, if you want your outcome to become positive, you can't operate on your own. Listening to your best friend, listening to your peers. You got to have an apostolic voice. Ooh, Jesus. Woo-hoo. Something is happening up in here. Now, what y'all standing up for? What y'all doing? Yeah, I better get to running. Now, come on, let's finish read that. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Read. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. I know y'all don't see this coming, but that's possible because of the heirs. The heir is the seed. And the seed gonna carry out the will of the Father. That's why God watch over the seed. That's why God protect the seed. Well, let's keep going here. Galatians 4:3 says, when we were children, we were subject to bondage. When we were what? I like the way Paul writes stuff. He did say, when we were. When we were children, which means that Paul grew up. I remember in one place, I believe it's in 1 Corinthians, I don't know the exact reference, but I remember him saying, when I was a child, I did childish things. What do you mean, childish thing? Well, I don't know why I got to come to this meeting. That's child talk. Everybody else not here, child talk. Why we got to do all this sowing? That's really child talk. Because listen to me. We know. See, if we're talking about the air, and the air is the seed and the air is the sun, then sowing is a lifestyle. And let me hurry up so I can get to this. I'll be saying, but I need to say some things. I need to run. Because I want you to understand, God sowed. Everything God wanted, he sowed first. God did not expect the harvest until he sowed himself. God became a man and sowed himself because God had confidence in himself. God said, because I can find nobody to swear by, Abram, I told you I'm going to bless you. I told you I'm going to make your name great. I told you you're going to be a blessing. And I looked into the earth and I couldn't find nobody to swear by. So what did I do? I swore to myself. I made a promise to myself. I made an oath to myself. You won't know why God has raised up apostle for this last end time move? Because God said, I've stepped out of heaven once again. Y'all see, no. God can't do nothing in the earth realm till he steps on the inside of a man. Oh, I know. That don't fit your theology. If the word
became flesh one time, then the word can become flesh again. It's the amount of obedience that you render to God that determines how you function in the spiritual. Now, don't talk to me until you done spent 40 years every day not missing no day before God. If you haven't done that, ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody gonna be listening to you. I know a man, living proof. Not Abraham, not Isaac, not Jacob, not David, not Solomon, not Hezekiah. I know a man sent from God whose name is Apostle Thompson. No, I'm not saying Leroy. See, y'all like to be disrespectful. He'll never be Leroy to me. I don't call him Leroy at home. I don't call him Leroy when I'm not around, because he's my father and he carries an apostolic mantle. Him want it. No. See, y'all don't want to be real. I don't want to walk. See, when you walk in your own anointing, you fall flat on your face. But if you get connected to somebody who got one and theirs come on you, downline, it increases. No, see, y'all, some of y'all don't believe it. Let's keep reading the Bible. Let's keep reading the Bible. See, the Bible says when we were children, we were subject to bondage. What kind of bondage? Fear, lack, limitation, not enough. I'm going to tell y'all right now, God told me he's angry. God said he's tired of the heathen messing with us. See, I heard Dad in the meeting, he was preaching, he said, what if you've been following me for 10 years, you've been sowing and sowing and sowing, and nothing seemed like it's happening? What do you do? Well, in the old paradigm, it was keep on following. But I heard the Holy Ghost say, never stop following, because as sure as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, the anointing that's upon his life is going into the earth realm, and money cometh will shake and rock the nations of the world. It's time to get our stuff. Hold up. Lord Jesus, listen. Let me talk to you. The Bible says there is a financial rest for the people of God. A rest. See, I'm using financial rest. Why? Because of what God is doing. See, we can't talk about no being no heir without no inheritance. You got to have money to do what we do. God wants his children decked out, smelling good, looking good, walking in power, walking in dominion, going places where no man has gone. Boldly. No, Captain Kirk gone. Apostle Thompson here. So the Klingons got the cling off. I'm trying to bring y'all somewhere. We coming out of fear. We coming out of lack. Coming out of limitation. This is what I heard the Holy Ghost say. Now let's go through these scriptures. Zechariah 8:12. Listen to what he said. The heirs, the seed, the son, who is given, which means to be sown. He said, the remnant shall possess all these things. Hold up. The remnant. Y'all looking for a crowd. Many be called, few be chosen. Many be, few be. What's the difference between the called and the chosen? The price that they're willing to pay. What price? Obedience. Everybody want to shout about money coming, but when it's time to sow. Now we got all these excuses. Well, baby, hold up. I can't speak for everybody else. You don't know what it costs me to do what I do. You can't presume that you know what's going on with Bishop Robinson. It don't matter how large your church is. What kind of overhead? What kind of sacrifice? See, the problem is you in somebody else's pocketbook. I didn't know you were supposed to be stewarding, if there's such a word, over my. I don't have time to. See, and the next thing is, why are you looking at what Apostle Thompson had? Who made you lord of his money? So when you get into a financial jam, now you, oh Lord, I can't use that word. So I got to keep things holy and sanctified. Hey, amen. I don't like when my wife used that word. Can't use that word. No. Hold up. Can't use. No, she don't cuss. It's just a word I don't like. See, some of y'all get angry with dad. I know he and mom are multimillionaires. I said, I know it. They were multimillionaires when I came to stay with them for Katrina. When God told the man of God to bring me to his house. I was sowing before then, but I didn't have no demand. I didn't feel no entitlement for them to invite me into their own home so I can make a transition. God spoke. I didn't have time to play money games. They heart. See, you don't understand it. You don't understand. He's a multimillionaire. At that time, him and mom, whatever we wanted, they would have gave us. But we not takers. No. I didn't have time for a money game. Because I'm a son. And he taught me so well. He taught me how to sow. Oh yeah, the wind blew, some adverse winds been blowing for a little bit now. But because of connection. It don't matter how deep you're in. The deeper you're in, the farther you're coming out. Yeah, I know. See, y'all understand. That's all right. Yeah, even during that time. No. See, the enemy tried to shame you. I just kept sowing what I could. Never stopped sowing. Then I made a promise to God. See, I'm not like some people. You know, some people like to move on. I told God, I cannot rest until I go back and do everything that I did the way I was doing it. I can't pick up and just go. I like the way I sow. And it hurted me to my heart. Hurt it. I did. Yeah. Might be abundantly for painful hurt. Because see, some of y'all sit up here just think, you got it going on. The only way I have it going on is in him and my connection. When adverse winds blow, it ain't time to quit. I found out that oftentimes adverse winds is for your promotion. Adverse winds will separate those who say they with you. Kick them out. Some people can't go with you to the next level. They got to be peeled off. Got a lot of people failing sonship and daughtership tests right now. I hope I'm helping you right now. See, I know something. Y'all want to know what I know? I know the money just keep on coming. Talk to the people who live with me. You can't say nothing bad about money. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what the church is doing. I don't care who ain't giving. I don't care nothing about that. Do not talk crazy around me when it comes to this money thing. I done put too much in. I know too much. I ain't going down. I'm not going down. No, you don't understand. I'm not testifying so you can feel sorry for me. Why are you going to feel sorry? I'm not broke. I got a seed. Watch this. No, not only a seed, a sown seed. Yes. And it's in the ground. And it's working. I keep on hearing in the background, everything is working together for my good. I wish y'all can sing that with me. Everything is working together for my good. My seed is working right now. Y'all want, can I talk to you? Can I talk to you? Because in God's economy, the seed is eternal. After you sow it and it dies, it went down in weakness. It went down in fear. It went down like it couldn't do much. But after it died, the life, the potential, the revolution. Y'all know what Zechariah 8:12 say? Y'all been around there long enough? Huh? The seed shall be. Say the heirs shall be prosperous. Now, y'all know, let's talk about this. You know, let's talk about this faith thing and rest. The Bible says the reason why we are not entering into this financial rest, because we're not mixing that element of faith with it. See, in order for you to be an heir, you have to have an element of grace and faith. Grace and faith. Mm-hmm. Grace and faith. They work together. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. I said it. I'll say it again. The Son, because of his love, the love he has for his father, is willing to give his life as a seed to fulfill God's kingdom agenda. Y'all listening to me? Y'all listening to me? As a servant, a hired hand, you only there to render a service for a specific amount of money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He performs mechanically. Just do stuff mechanically. No heart, no love. And you know how you know it? The minute you cross them up. You cross them up, they get crossed. That's all right. You'll catch up with that later. An inheritance is designed for heirs. Now, y'all know what inheritance mean, huh? Means somebody had to die. Now, I heard Dad make this statement the other night, and I said to myself, and I know the church family was shouting about it, because you see, nowhere in history have I ever heard of the one who died, so that the will can go in force, so that the inheritance can go in force, that he was raised from the dead to make sure that you get your part. Y'all not talking to me. He got out the grave. He got up to make sure you get yours. That's powerful. See, I remember as a child growing up, all that crying about the cross. Oh, wanting to get emotional. It's not time to cry. The cross is a place of victory. Y'all not talking to me. It was at the cross where Satan was whipped. I know a lot of people won't believe it. Yeah, Lord, take a duck. Look. Come on, let's read a few scriptures. Yeah, let's read a few scriptures. I got some other stuff I won't say, but I'll get through as much as I can. Hallelujah. Romans, let's go to Genesis 15. Let's talk about, I'm going to show you why the heir is the seed. You know, everybody talking about the heir. The heir is the seed. God knows that a seed can inherit prosperity. That's why he gave you one. See, there y'all go. Nothing is transacted in the spirit world without a seed. All right, y'all with me? Genesis 15, verse 1 through 7, read. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I'm your shield. God said, I'm your shield, I'm your protection, I'm your rear guard, I'm your exceeding great reward. You get me, you get the rewarder. Read the Bible. And Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing that I go childless? Listen, look at what Abraham is saying. Seeing I don't have no seed. I don't have no seed. Read the Bible. And then he say, and this steward of my house, Eleazar of Damascus, a servant that was born in my own house, he seemed like he gonna be my heir. A servant, not a son. Read the Bible, son. And Abram said, look, Lord, to me you have given no seed. But Abram, like many of us, was sadly mistaken. Yes, because in Genesis 12, God gave him a seed. God's word is his seed. And when God says something, it's already done. God said, Abram, I'm going to bless you. Seed. Make your name great. Seed. You're going to be a blessing. Seed. Through your seed, all families of the earth will be blessed. Seed. God gave him a seed. He didn't comprehend what he had. So now in Genesis 15, he's telling God, what you going to do about this, seeing I go childless? Now, you know, he tried to help God out. But the bondwoman have a bond servant child, they ain't an heir. The heir is the promised seed. Come on, read the Bible, son, hurry up. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto Abram, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. And so God said, let me give you a vision of what the power of a seed can do. Let me give you a vision of how powerful your seed gonna be. Read the Bible. And say it. Look now toward heaven. And tell the stars, or count the stars, if you can number them. And he said unto him, so shall your seed be. Stop. Did you hear what God just told that man? God said, you want a revelation of what I'm really doing for you? Huh? Through the power of a seed. Long as you have it in your hand, it's a seed. Once you release it, you'll never be able to count it. Once it's sown, it can never be counted. My. Yeah, I'm not dumb. I see that clock back there. My daddy trained me well.
Go ahead, praise the Lord. Come on, clap some more. Because from an apostle point of view, my son had to work against the wind of some of you all. I watched your expression. I watched your face. And you were not with him. But he walked over you anyway. Let me explain something to you. We're going to get this straight. The apostolic will get this straight. This jealousy and this thing got to go your way. Turn to 1 Corinthians 12. The first verse says, I would not have you ignorant of spiritual things. The word gift was not supposed to be. I wouldn't have you ignorant of spiritual things. Spiritual things is God used people in different ways. We sometime, for a long time, I thought that 1 Corinthians 12 was just talking about gifts. But in the first verse, gifts is italicized. It wasn't even in there. Because he's talking about three things. And if we in the body of Christ don't learn how these three things function, we're going to be left behind. Gifts, administration, and operation. That's what he's talking about. And the only way you're going to be able to flow in the spirit and receive, you're going to have to receive from the gift that is in functioning at that time. Nobody caring about what you think at that time. Nobody caring about your deep ministry. But the gift that is functioning, you have to roll with that gift. I'm saddened because I saw some people sitting on him. You see what I'm saying? Now, I watched the crowd, you know. And I've been around a while. And I feel these displeasing spirits. But don't do that, because what you're doing, you're blocking what God wants you to have. You always flow with your brother. You're talking about the Bible. You know, when you have a leader who loves you and living before you, you're going to mention his name. I don't know why you're going to worry about it. He preached the cross. He ain't preached Leroy, but he going to mention my name. You get to talking to Leroy Jr. in Montreal for a while and Shauna a while, or even my wife. Finally, you're going to hear my name. Lord, I'm not stupid enough to know. I know who the Christ is. We know who the Christ is. We know the Lord Jesus is the master. When Montreal talks about master, we know that. I know that. I give God the glory. But we have been so disrespectful in the body of Christ at large. We're trying to train a group right. All we're trying to do is train a remnant right. We look to the cross. We look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Masterful message. In the way God uses him. You see what I'm saying? The way God uses him, we need, see, the Bible says, many are sickly among you, many are weak, and many die prematurely. Why? You're not discerning the body of Christ. Now, that's threefold in discerning the body of Christ. First of all, you discern salvation, okay? Then you discern your brother and sister, the supply that they present to the body of Christ. You can't miss that. You can't miss that discernment, and then you discern the work of the cross, what Jesus did. So, I want to train you today that you learn how to shift when things not going your way. Learn how to shift. Learn how to flow. As long as somebody preaching the gospel, yes, sir. Preaching Christ. And preaching his word, we in the body of Christ have to discern and flow, especially if it's your brother or sister. You know, definitely, you might set on a stranger, but you ain't going to set on your brother or sister. How many got the lesson? Come on. How many got the lesson? Many got the lesson. I want you to have the lesson because you see, I am a watchman. I'm on the wall. And we have to understand this. There's different gifts in the body of Christ. Let me repeat myself. And they operate different. Look at Jesse the Planet. Yes, sir. Jesse is hilarious, but he is serious, and he's having a grand effect on the body of Christ. You know what I'm saying? Jesse don't get up here and preach like me. He tried, but he can't. He can get back because something's gonna come up. He's gonna say something about Kathy. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So let's learn from this powerful lesson this morning that to be an ad is going to cost you something. You're going to have to pass the test. All right? And if you take your notes and listen at it and go back over the scriptures, that's one of my favorite chapters, fourth chapter of Galatians, because you're stepping out of servanthood into sonship. That's a powerful deal. I remember when I crossed the line. Yeah, so, and then when you do that, your heirship begin to manifest. Are you following me? All right. Y'all got this. Gifts. Various ways of administration. And operation. If we can accept that, we're going to be all right. Because if you misdiscern he whom God have sent, I don't care who you are, you're setting yourself back. You have to humble yourself and yield to all the gifts in the body of Christ. One of the problems, no, I missed it. One of the problems, that last one was discerning the ministry gifts. Those three things you got to discern. The supply from members in the body of Christ. Salvation first. Then the supply from members in the body of Christ. Then the fivefold ministry gifts is where people have not discerned nor respected. And that's why many are sick, weakly, broke, and die early. Because they're disrespectful to the delegated authority from heaven to earth that God has placed. Some of the most important things in the world is the fivefold ministry gifts, both male and female, that God has placed in the body of Christ. We have to discern them right. We have to respect them because they carry a bounce back anointing. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Do my pastor no harm. Do the apostle, do the evangelist no harm. Do the teacher no harm. They're carrying a protective anointing. It's an anointing. It's an anointing to protect them. If you talk about them, you get in the wrong rim with one of them, you're in trouble. This is supernatural, children. And that's why people don't understand. I just want to give you a little lesson, the apostolic lesson. You need that little apostolic lesson. It's gifts. It's not just gifts. It's gifts, administration, and operation. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You may be seated. Let's get ready for this morning.